The Media Development Fund has been a point of much controversy since its inception in 2011. President Mahama assured the media in a news conference on the anniversary of his inauguration that the government is making provisions to further contribute to the fund. Alice Carter and Aisha Mohammed have been finding out what the major issues have been for the fund and how these can be avoided moving forward.
In 2011, the NDC government, headed by the late Professor Atta Mills, announced the establishment of the much-anticipated Media Development Fund, which the then Vice President, John Mahama, had been promising since 2009. The government provided an initial 1 million Ghana Cedi seed money to be used to facilitate media development and improve professional standards for media personnel in Ghana. Since the establishment of the fund, there has been a great deal of controversy surrounding the disbursement of the fund, which was controlled by the Ministry of Information and Media Relations. The ministry claims to have used the funds to buy laptops, which were distributed to major media organizations. However, the exact figures and recipients remain unclear. A media educationist at the Ghana Institute for Journalism, who wants to remain anonymous, said some critical questions remain to be answered and called for more insight into the fund's aims, administration, and criteria for distribution. General Secretary of the Ghana Journalists Association, Dave Agbenu, said the primary mistake was that a management structure was not established prior to the money being granted. He argues that the establishment of a board of trustees made up of representatives of media organizations is necessary to ensure the fund is managed appropriately in future. The chief executive of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, Gerald Ankara, has a different view of how the fund should be managed. He suggested that an independent organization such as the National Media Commission should manage the fund, adding that training should be its main focus.
To us, the best means of using the Media Development Fund is actually to look at the capacities of media personnel in the country, identify precisely what they are lacking, and use that to train them, because after school, there is no institution for that matter that ensures that journalists for that matter or media practitioners actually practice what they learn at school. The best way for us is rather to identify the shortfalls in the training of media practitioners after school and strengthen that part. That will be the best way of implementing or using the Media Development Fund. So the next structure will be to have the fund being administered by National Media Commission. The basic reason is that the National Media Commission is a constitutionally mandated body. That is not the propaganda arm of the government. It's not representatives of all media practitioners in the country. And for that reason, it's the best managed or run the Media Development Fund. I call also on Parliament, because Parliament is supposed to actually interrogate posts that are submitted by various ministers. And for that reason, if for now, if after ministers report, there is a whole lot of noise in the media or the whole country about the use of the funds, it means that the report that was submitted by the minister, there are some question marks there that must be raised by Parliament.
The National Media Commission has been very vocal in condemning the management of the fund. The chairman, Cabral Blay Amihir, denies that the commission wants to be the sole controller of the fund. He said the NMC supports the creation of a board of trustees.
For the records, contrary to the false impression created by some political commentators that the NMC had demanded that the fund be handed over to the NMC to run on its own, a claim which is not backed by any evidence, documentary or otherwise, the position of the NMC captured in various correspondence to the government is simple, clear, and unambiguous. One, in our view, a public fund as the MDF should be operated through a board of trustees composed of all relevant stakeholders.
A board of trustees would represent the varied needs of journalists in the country. Journalists from different media organizations spoke about the progress of the fund and their views of how best the fund can be dispersed.
There are real issues that such a fund could have addressed, building the capacity of journalists, giving them training, workshops, and then so on and so forth. So far, I would say some of us are disappointed with the disbursement of the Media Development Fund, and I think the Ghana Journalists Association, being an umbrella organization of journalists, should be asking a lot of questions. So far, we think they've not been up to the task.
We all know how some of the media houses have been handicapped in terms of logistics, not being able to support their staff. So I think the media fund has come at a good time. Its implementation is the problem. The pressing is, I would say, will require all the stakeholders to come together to decide on the things they think their members really need.
For some time now, people have raised several issues about the quality of journalists that have been paraded in the media. One big challenge is how best we can develop capacity of journalists. We just need people to be accountable. We need a Ministry of Information, a Ghana Journalist Association, and all stakeholders who did in one way or the other get involved in the disbursement of the Media Development Fund to come out clear and take their positions and also pack it with some documents. Accountability is key.
A strong media can ensure government accountability and promote transparency. The US President Barack Obama, in his visit to Ghana in 2009, emphasized the importance of an independent press to give life to democracy. As such, it is crucial that the Media Development Fund is used effectively in the future.
That report was by Alice Carter and Aisha Mohammed.